Thanks a lot, Matthew. And thanks a lot to Deidre Clark and the Social Animals who are right here in the studio with me right now. I'm so glad that you guys came on the show. How are you doing?
Good. We're excited to be here, too.
Yeah, I'm really excited because, A, I want to get you guys before, like, while you were up here. And I play you guys all the time on Sidetracks with Matthew. And you guys were actually the first band I saw up here when I moved up here back in March.
Wow.
So what can, maybe for some people who aren't maybe quite as familiar with you guys, tell us about yourselves and your band and how you guys kind of got your start.
We're a band based out of, or we were based out of Duluth. Now we're in Portland, Oregon. We moved there earlier this fall. And basically just got our start in the area, kind of realized that there's not many musicians around here. And so if you're around the same age, you kind of are forced to meet each other and become best friends. This is what happened to us out of pure luck.
So how long have you guys been playing together?
Tony and I have been playing together for 3 or 4 years, and the whole band as a whole is about a year, maybe a little longer than that.
All right. So let's get started here with the song. What you guys got?
Cool. We're going to start with a new one, actually. I have to do 10 push-ups whenever I say that, but it's easy to do that. It's called Waiting.
Tired of waiting.
And I'm coming down again, again, just like I always do. Down again, maybe you are too. Oh, let's go back down. I'm tired. So tired of waiting, waiting. I'm so tired of waiting, waiting.
Well, that was phenomenal, guys. Thank you so much for that. So you said that was like a brand new song?
It's a newer song, yeah.
Yeah. Are you the main songwriter of the group? Or?
I am. I bring it to... I think of a melody and some words and some lame guitar parts and bring it to the boys at practice, and they help me. We all shape it together and make it into...
It's usually how it goes, it seems. So what kind of influences did you have, like, growing up? Did you come from, like, this really goes for any of you guys. Did you come from, like, a musical background, or what did you listen to growing up that kind of shaped your sound?
I think pretty much we all get along with what we listen to in the van. We all kind of share the same iPod, so we do kind of seem to have similar backgrounds, I'd say. It's kind of rooted in classic rock, Tom Petty-ish kind of thing.
Yeah.
With Americana vibes of, like, Justin Townes Earl and modern sounds like that. Boyd might have the most eccentric taste in funky pop.
It's a little bit of funky pop to that.
Funky pop, I guess.
What do you call it? I don't know. Yeah. So I remember first seeing you guys up here, and you guys were still called Diet Folk. Mm-hmm. I wonder what prompted the name change.
The name change happened because I got in touch with a producer down in Nashville. His name's Ben Fowler, and I went down there and basically, like, did a little mini show for him just by myself, and he wanted to work with us and went down there and did the album and kind of wanted it to be like a fresh start. And then at that point we weren't quite as serious as we are now, and we decided that we should just keep that my name at the front of it so that easier to I don't know.
He suggested it, and we trust his background for sure, this Ben Fowler producer guy, and he said that putting the name in front of it, it's a marketing strategy.
Okay.
Yeah, kind of.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
That's the album right here, this black one?
Yep.
So, black one. What was that like going down to Nashville and recording that?
It was insane. It was all these session musicians that are just amazing, like Brian Sutton, people like that I've been watching on YouTube and watching how great they are, and then coming in and recording an album with them. It's pretty intense, but it was really fun, and I'm really glad I got to do it.
All right. And that's immediately apparent when you put this on, because if you have listened to some of your older records, there's a lot of the same songs that are kind of redone, and they're really fleshed out, and you've got like female backing vocals and it's organ really cool. And that must have been a lot of fun.
It was super fun.
We have a request right here.
Okay.
Actually, I wasn't expecting this, but someone wants to hear Cold.
Deal. We'll play it.
All right. Let's hear it.
Thank you, requester.
Yeah, maybe tweet some requests to the show. We do have a Twitter account.
Really?
Yeah.
We'll follow you.
And Cold actually has a YouTube video where everything's in Lego.
Yes.
How did you make that?
Somebody made it for us.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm sure it took a long time.
All right. Okay. Thank you.
There's a hill where the city lights shine.
That was Cold. We got Deidre Clark and the Social Animals right here live in the studio. And WTIP is supported in part by the Gunflint Lodge, where the Red Paddle Bistro dining room is open 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. daily. More information is available online at gunflint.com. And by Arrowhead Cooperative, providing electric and fiber optic broadband services to rural Cook County. Arrowhead Cooperative, connecting the tip of the Arrowhead. And guys, I'm kind of interested in what it's been like moving out to Portland. If you guys recorded down in Nashville, so I'm wondering what was the drive to move to Portland then?
You can talk about that.
Well, we just kind of wanted to, we were playing so often in the Midwest, so we didn't want to bore everyone here, so we wanted to get out of the area just for a little bit anyways. And so we were thinking about going east, but it seems to be really expensive in like Boston and New York, and so we were intimidated by that, and we thought about going south, but it's so spread out. So then we decided to go west. And Portland just kind of seemed like the right size. Yeah.
The music scene out there, I know, must be incredible.
Yeah, cool. Yeah, we also took a 2-week tour out there before and to check it out and see what it's like. And we seemed to be well received over there. We had a great time. I always like to bring up the fact that we get to be surrounded by beautiful mountains wherever we are.
Oh, yeah.
It's a big part for me.
I actually don't know how close is Portland to, like, is it Mount Hood or...
You can see them.
Yeah, Mount Hood's right out the back window of our house. Sweet.
You can kind of trade Lake Superior for the mountain then.
Pretty much, yeah.
But you guys have been touring for a while, so how has that gone so far?
It's been great. It's been a really fun time. We sleep in the van sometimes, but it's still fun. I sleep next to Roger a lot. Sometimes I think that I might sleep with Roger more than I sleep with my wife, but it's an okay trade. We get to play music every day.
Now, I might be thinking of something different, but I think last time you guys were up here, you were looking for a van.
Probably.
Now we're just looking for a van.
Now we're just looking for a trailer and a van, I suppose. We're always in the market.
You got like a giant, like a Econo van out there. That seems pretty cool. So have there been like any like good moments on the road so far?
Boyd kissed a girl the other day.
That's a big deal.
And he wasn't trying to. She was really trying to kiss him, and he didn't think that we were watching, and he got pushed up against a truck, and we could all see it in broad daylight, and he's trying to dodge her, and she just went in for the kill.
That could be a song right there.
Yeah, exactly. She went in for the kill. I'll write that down.
In for the kill. We had a request just a moment ago. I actually have a request, if you guys would mind. Worry Dance.
Sure.
Can you do that one?
Let's do it. All right,
thank you.
Are we going to start together? Should we just start it?
Sing to me. It's got me buzzing like a symphony. When the rain came, brave, trying to break the snow. The ground was trying not to let it go. They become so attached in recent days. So wake me, break me, make me free. Peel off my skin, cause it's been baking me. It's drenched, entrenched in all I know. All the things that I've been trying to let go. Worry wants a place to stay. Wake us up with the morning rain. Our baby, you so quick to burn away. Away, 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 away. Wake us up, the sun's still shining. Breathe it in, don't worry it all away. Away, 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 away. Honest request, take my worry bones away. And here I lie with open chest, bearing my ribs in my most honest request, take my worry bones away. Cause I'm not living anymore like when I was a child. Open up my ropes, and my mind runs wild. Wake us up with the morning rain. I paid me you so quick to burn away. Wake us up, the sun's still shining. We